The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Some of us have figured out that almost all American government must be avoided like the bird flu.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop, ever, until you are dead.
That's why she exercised her option to escape.
Freedom!
Learn to exercise your options and listen to the Suzanne option, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel.
Courage sold separately.
All right, everybody, it's time for your weekly dose of anti-government vaccination. I'm hoping Christopher can hear me. Want to welcome you to the Suzanne option, the newest option of live programming offered by the Crusade Channel. I'm your host, Suzanne Sherman. I'm here live Thursday and Friday at noon Central. Crusade Channel is part of the Veritas Radio Network. And our number here at the studio, we are live. The phones are open. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. If you want the easiest and most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps. It's in the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhones and iPad, and the Google Play Store for Android devices. The app is just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel's live stream, Crusade Channel's host bios. I got to tell you, when I was first asked to start doing some shows here, I read those bios and I had to stop. Holy cow, these guys are just amazing. What a lineup of talent. You can also find the show times, Twitter and Facebook feeds, the Crusade Channel cafe locations, and much, much more. So download our app today, and please consider rating them as well. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio, the way it should be. If you want to follow me as well, you can find me on Facebook, Suzanne Sherman. I have a cowboy hat on, and you'll see a picture of Monticello behind me. You can also follow me and suggest questions, requests on Twitter, Suzanne Sherman at Cowgirl Esquire. I want to relay a question or comment that I got from a family member with regards to this show. And he asked if I invite guests on that have opposing views. And I had to think about it for a minute. I said, what do you mean opposing views? Well, you know, people that, you know, that support maybe what Obama's doing or candidates that you don't agree with for the presidential elections. And first, let me say, I don't have a dog in that game because I don't think it matters who we put in office. I'm very much on board with Mike and Mark on that one. The other thing is, this isn't fair and balanced. As far as I'm concerned, and my answer was, this network is called Veritas for a reason, because here at Veritas, Veritas means the truth. The truth has one side. The saying goes, there are two sides to every story. We're not here to tell you stories. This isn't about fairy tales, and I'm simply not going to waste your time with somebody that isn't going to tell you something that will help us find a solution to this quagmire we're in, both politically and socially right now. So that's really what I'm about here. And, you know, nothing's ever going to change if we stick to the menu of stories that are being offered up by the other networks or the talk show mafia. Let me give you an example. This happened the other night. My phone rang, and when I answered, they asked for me, and it was the NRA. And I'm a member of the NRA. I'm a certified firearms instructor with the NRA. But that doesn't mean I agree with everything that the NRA does, most particularly their bringing in the incorporation doctrine with the Second Amendment against the states. Now, this gentleman went on a tirade about, justifiably so, about what the Obama administration's plans vis-a-vis gun control are. So I listened patiently, waiting for him to hang himself with the rope I gave him, and sure enough, he did. He informed me that the NRA is working with Congress to fight the anti-gun legislation, but the good news was the NRA is working with Congress to put forth pro-gun legislation. At that point, I interrupted him, and this is what I really want to say to other people out there that support the NRA, Gun Owners of America, and so forth. What I told this gentleman and what I tell everybody else is, look, what you fail to understand at the NRA is, first of all, anti-gun legislation, as we know, is in direct contravention of the Constitution, the Second Amendment. But even more importantly, what you don't understand is pro-gun legislation is equally in violation of the Constitution. The federal government, Congress, has zero authority to enact the laws that you are fighting to promote. Now, When you do this, all you do is march us down this road to a national solution for the gun issue. What you're really doing is disrespecting the 10th Amendment. When we have one solution, we have one option. I left California and exercised my option to move to Utah so I could have freedom with regards to my firearms, okay? California has every right to come up with the most insane gun legislation in the country, which they do, but guess what? You're free to leave. So you can have one option or you can have 50. I'm not going to spend too much time on this issue because I'm going to pretty much have a whole show about this with my good friend Carl Jones. He's a regular contributor to the Abbeville Institute. And you're really going to like what he has to say. I want to take a minute also to thank Mark Kreslins. He joined me on Thursday, and it was great. He spent the whole show with me, and we talked about how important it is to break free from the thinking that we can fix what is wrong with our country by simply voting in our candidate of choice. We must be prepared to put it all on the line. We have to break free from the constraints on our liberty and think of new ways to solve our problems, be it secession, personal or otherwise, nullification, a complete restructure of our system of government, including breaking America into regions that are more responsive to its citizens and can meaningfully represent them. We don't have that right now. We don't have anything even close to that. I want to refer you, if you have not read Mark's article, it's called Thinking Like a Pilgrim or a Settler. It reminds us all of the spirit, what these people went through in search of liberty, how they pursued their freedom when they saw that it was no longer available in England. Where is this spirit today? Where is this means that to just take this leap of faith and put it all on the line like they did? Once upon a time, breaking from First, they broke from their home in Great Britain. Then the people that were here broke from Great Britain. They left home, and then they broke away from it once they were here. This is crucial. We need to stand up. We need to speak the truth. Our good friend Jeremy of the show posted on Facebook recently that a family member cut him off of Facebook because he didn't want to hear what he had to say. The truth will set you free. We know that. Jesus tells us so. But we also know that the truth is not always an easy road to take, and we're going to lose friends. We're going to lose family members. I say all the time, I find myself sitting alone at social functions all the time because really people don't want to hear it. And it's really nice to hear right now. I see a message from Mark, and he's chiming in. Mark, thank you. I love that you listen to me in the morning or in the afternoon. I listen to your show every morning. Ever since I covered for you, I am up at 4:45 a.m. I don't know to thank you or conk you on the head for that one. But the other thing that Mark and I discussed on his show, and this was really important, we kind of ran out of time, and I want to address this as well as bring up some feedback that I've gotten from the messages that we've had on this show. We discussed the way that we as Americans inadvertently celebrate American nationalism on Memorial Day. We raise our flags, we say the pledge, we thank our fallen for the freedoms we have to over a century of warfare, but we really don't pay tribute to the fallen themselves, and we need to change that. What we're really doing is inadvertently paying homage to those politicians that have put them in harm's way and have caused their demise. Jeremy, thank you. I see your message there. And for those that did hear the show, like I said, we thought we had another hour, but when the producer says he's got to go, that's all the time we had. So I did put up an article to summarize our thoughts on that. I'd appreciate it if you want to go to the Suzanne Option on the Veritas Radio Network webpage, and you can read them there and submit commentary if you're so inclined. One comment really, really struck me, and I want to read it to you in its entirety because I think this sums up the reason why we do this on this show, why we put our effort forth, because the truth is really getting out there and it's changing the way people think. The person that wrote me this letter has been a Army veteran, served in Iraq, 35-year employee in the Department of Defense as well. And here we go. Thank you for posting this, Suzanne. I have spent my entire adult life serving and supporting our warfighters and veterans. Only recently has it become clear that I have been merely a cog in the machine. I drank the Kool-Aid and always told myself I was doing my best to ensure our troops came home safely. Only recently have I made the decision that while I will still be here for our troops, I will no longer aid and abet the politicians that send our sons and daughters into harm's way for political gain. I have my exit strategy in play, in large part due to the awareness that you and others provided. I thank you and the crew at the Veritas Radio Network for the education and information that you provide. God bless you all, fellow patriots. Keep up the good fight. That really meant a lot to me hearing, because this goes back so many years in my way of thinking, and back to 10 years ago when I first heard Mike on the air, and then this whole mindset of people that just changed the way I thought. You've got Tom Woods, you've got Kevin Gutzman, you've got Brian McClanahan, you've got all these guys here that if you can follow what they have to say, perhaps it can make a difference in where we are headed right now. I also wanted to share some feedback regarding the article. I did also post on the Veritas Radio Network webpage. It was a reprint from my article in the American Conservative. And again, I received a lot of grief from this article. I was called a racist. I was mocked by many members of a follower of a gentleman that had a blog. And they missed the point of it entirely, but I want to present the view of somebody that experienced something similar as well. He says, "Hi, my wife and I are senior citizens. We live in Virginia and like to walk the proud land, but find too many instances much like you described. For example, we visited Fredericksburg Battlefield, and the Ranger mixed his comments on his guided tour with deep praise for Vice President Biden. Another Ranger at George Washington's birthplace tried to amuse us all by ridiculing Donald Trump. This is the federal government, the National Park Service. Our taxes are funding this propaganda. How far till 1984, Brave New World Newspeak? Slippery slopes. Let me interject there. We are way past anything Orwellian. We've just gone so far past that. He goes on. He says, "You mentioned Colonial Williamsburg. A while back, we read that they decided to add whippings of slaves to their living interpretations. The effort disgusted visitors, and a number of younger children were frightened and in tears. Attendance declined, and the misguided effort was made to be more inclusive and downplay dry history. It failed that time. All Americans are being cheated. Let us hope we can change that for the better. More exposure like your article can surely help." So again, it's not easy to do what we do. We take a lot of heat for it, but it's so comforting to know that people do appreciate our efforts, and perhaps future generations won't completely succumb to this propaganda war. On a related note also, if you go to my Facebook page, and I'll try to also get them up on Twitter and on the Veritas site, I posted some pictures of last year at this time on that trip that I've been talking about, that where I took my boys. We were at the home of John Calhoun, and you can see how everywhere you went in this little house, they had poster boards. About the plight of the African Americans, about the slaves. You literally had to walk around them to be able to look and see the bedrooms of the family. It completely took over and detracted from the message. There was very little said about John Calhoun, who he was and what he stood for. So you can see those pictures, because I finally realized, you know, here is proof where people can actually see, as opposed to narratives from what I was just hearing on the tour. So if you think that's important, please go check that out. Another listener named Keith also informed me that Mount Vernon is presently working on a slavery exhibit. And again, there's room to discuss the founders and the principles for which they stood, and the topic of slavery. The latter does not need to squeeze out the former. But again, this is the intention of the left-leaning founders and donors like David Rubenstein, whom Kevin Gutzman and I discussed on the first show that we had on the air a few weeks ago. So the National Park Service is also guilty of doing this. They're going to try to rewrite history's narrative to fit their agenda. And this is what we're here. This is really my mission and what got me into this whole thing in the first place. Changing gears a little bit, kind of getting back to what also is my show is about, is living a simpler lifestyle. How do we secede? How do we pull away from this monstrosity, this government that's taking over our lives? I don't care if it's federal or state, because it's not just at the national level, okay? We find it in our communities via constricting zoning ordinances and state of California, which is why I left there as well. So one of the questions I was asked by a Twitter follower is, what is the quickest and the easiest way to remove oneself from reliance upon this monstrosity called the federal government? Simple answer is the one word answer is actually to simplify. That goes to the heart of this show. And we're going to be spending a lot of time as to how you can simplify your lifestyle. If you're heavy into debt, big mortgage, cars, a job that's keeping you away from the home that you're driving these cars that you're making payments on, you don't get to spend time with your kids, there are options. It doesn't have to be the Suzanne option. You don't have to go to the middle of nowhere and live with chickens and shoot guns all day. you can find something that works for you, even if you live in the city. So We're going to be coming back in a few minutes. I just want to introduce the next guest or give you a heads up. The guest that is going to be calling in is Dr. Donna, and she was instrumental in something called the 30-Day DE Challenge. So I'm going to encourage you to tune back in. And if you missed any of this, if you missed anything, you can please get a Founders Pass and you can get any of these segments online. So the number here again, 844-5-CRUSADE, if you want to call in and join us in the next segment. Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. We'll catch you in a few. Is Donna on the line?